Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we are going to talk now with our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald, and then we'll get back to our interview with Greg Braden. Fascinating stuff, Beth. I have to tell you that it's always a joy to talk with this man, and I had the privilege of meeting him down in Los Angeles back in February at the Conscious Life Expo, and he's just got incredible things to say. I still love the thing that was commented on by somebody that you've written all these books and none of them are connected. And I'm thinking, well, you must have read different books because to me, they're all connected. Let's talk about how the stars are connected to us and how they influence us. Here we are in the midst of Cancer. I personally celebrated my 52nd birthday on Tuesday and had a really nice time and sometimes wonder about that. I mean, no other species acknowledges when they entered the world, except us.
Right, right, right. There's probably a lot of good reasons for that.
Yes.
I first want to just say thanks, Richard, for having me on and for doing what you do in the world and trying to educate and entertain and enlighten us all, and serving the family that is this community. The sign of Cancer is all about family, and so there's a much greater emphasis this time of year on family, and the, as I'm saying that, I'm thinking, you know, I need to step back. We have a variety of different kinds of families now in our lives. You know, we have our blood kin, you know, we have our work families, we have our neighborhood families, we have our little mini families at school, and in our different hobbies, in our religious communities and spiritual communities. And so, you know, this time of year is an easy time and a good time to be putting more energy and emphasis on who you call family.
Well, now, it's interesting. They say you can't choose your family, or at least you can't choose your relatives, I guess is actually the phrase. But you do get to pick your family because you can go outside your relatives if they don't become your family and kind of create your own. Now, my family, my relatives, my brother and sisters, my parents, and my nieces and nephews and all that, good relations, good family connectedness, if you will, for the most part. I'm not aware of any feuds going on between different factions that, you know, for the most part, when we do connect, when we do meet at reunions, it's a wonderful thing. But at the same time, when you move away from that and you miss that, you have to create a whole new family structure.
You do, because your need for family doesn't change.
Yeah.
And you also have to find new ways of staying connected with the family that's far away.
Mm-hmm.
And whatnot. And it's, you know, you really mentioned a good point. Families are really, really important for our, you know, survival and success in our lives, you know. They can make the difference between surviving and thriving, you know.
Yeah.
But they're also very complex, very dynamic little machines. And, you know, everybody's got different personalities, different quirks, different strengths and weaknesses, and you have to communicate differently with this one than you do with that one.
Mm-hmm.
And so when there's a lot of energy in Cancer, the sign of Cancer, it's a really good time to kind of put more attention, more mindfulness to those different working parts and focus on or allow yourself to be present so that you can focus on how to make those different working parts work better.
Yeah.
So that there's more ease and so that there's more success all around,
yeah.
You know, so that you're all working more for the highest good of all involved.
Exactly. A couple things, too, and that is that this is the final day, the last day of the first half of 2012. So we head into the second half, and of course, some people are starting to sort of gear up and get,
right,
you know, more and more concerned what's going to happen in December and blah, blah, blah. And I say, you know what, just hold on, just relax, take a few deep breaths,
yeah,
and focus locally, focus on your family, focus on yourself and your family, your community. Don't worry about what's going on out there. If you can, turn the TV off, I would highly recommend, and that's going to be enough. Be prepared for, in your whatever area you live in, for whatever kind of situations might arise. If you need sufficient more help, then contact Beth McDonald at Beth McDonald Consulting, 963-0842. And I also found out I'm going to be a great uncle in September.
Well, congratulations.
It's pretty wild. My parents will become great-grandparents. Beth, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Richard.